God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. There once was a boy named Ephraim. He was the son of Joseph. He was blessed specifically by his grandfather Jacob. His family, who became a tribe, later was a leader of the nation. His tribe became the landholder of the place, Shiloh, where God's ark rested. But Ephraim, the tribe, became proud and they became unthankful. And you can see this in their dealings with Joshua and then later with Gideon. They felt entitled to everything. They felt contemptuous of everyone. And they were arrogant. There once was a boy named David. He was the youngest of Jesse's sons. He was looked down upon by his brothers. He was overlooked by his dad. In fact, when a prophet came to choose one of Jesse's sons as the next king of Israel, Jesse said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." And he wasn't talking about David. He was talking about David's older brother. David was a shepherd who just served his dad by taking care of sheep. And Psalm 78 brings these two names into focus. Ephraim had become prominent. God had actually chosen Judah, but the very events of life bore that out. And in verse 67 of Psalm 78, the Bible says, "Moreover, God refused the tabernacle of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he had established forever. He chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance." So David was faithful as a shepherd, and now he would shepherd God's people as the king of Israel. "So he," David, "fed them," Israel, "according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand." David was a man who had integrity and intelligence. And God chooses and uses those who are faithful in small things. So David gave God humility and God exalted David. David was faithful as a shepherd and God made David a king. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before common or mean men." So David was a man of intelligence, but he was a man of integrity. He was a man that was the same through his life. Now, David made some profound mistakes. In fact, he sinned grievously. But God chooses and uses those who are faithful in small things. You know, when David had the audacity to face the giant, Israel's enemy, he refused Saul's armor, the king's armor, because he had not tested them. He chose a shepherd's sling, as you probably know. He said to the king, "I was a shepherd. I kept my father's sheep, and there was a lion and a bear that came against the sheep, and I killed them and protected the sheep. And I'll do the same thing to this enemy of Israel, this Philistine, this Goliath." And by God's help, he did. He was faithful in being a shepherd of sheep, and God made him a shepherd of an entire nation. So what about you? Are you faithful in the small things before you today? You know, Psalm 78 is a story of two names. Ephraim, blessed by birth, blessed by grandfather, blessed by God, but arrogant and disdainful of everyone else. And it's the story of David, a young brother who was condescended to by his brothers, who was overlooked by his father, who was just faithful in the small things. And because that was the case, God chose him and God used him. Don't be discouraged and don't be arrogant, because God chooses and uses those who will do right now, those who are faithful in the small things.